Hello, and welcome to In Tune with Music. I'm listener-supported Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader Mike Amy. On today's program, Music of America, that is, Old America, arranged by Aaron Copland and conducted by him with William Warfield, baritone, and the Los Angeles Symphony Orchestra and the Columbia Symphony. We'll get to those songs shortly, but first, this overview from Wikipedia. Aaron Copland was an American composer, composition teacher, writer, and later a conductor of his own and other American music. He lived from 1900 to 1990. Copland was referred to by his peers and critics as the Dean of American Composers. The open, slowly changing harmonies in much of his music are typical of what many people consider to be the sound of American music, evoking the vast American landscape and pioneer spirit. He's best known for the works he wrote in the 1930s and 1940s in a deliberately accessible style, often referred to as populist, and which the composer labeled his vernacular style. Works in this vein include the ballets Appalachian Spring, Billy the Kid, and Rodeo, his Fanfare for the Common Man, and Third Symphony. In addition to his ballets and orchestral works, he produced music in many other genres, including chamber music, vocal works, opera, and film scores. Well, the music we'll be hearing today is Old American songs, two sets of songs arranged by Aaron Copland in 1950 and 1952, respectively, after doing research in the sheet music collection of the Harris Collection of American Poetry and Plays in the John Hay Library at Brown University. Originally scored for voice and piano, they were reworked for baritone and orchestra. In 1955, William Warfield, baritone, sang the songs with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conducted by Aaron Copland. Also, another set two was recorded with William Warfield and Aaron Copland with the baton in 1958. And now to the music. Our first selection, The Boatman's Dance, a minstrel song credited to Dan Emmett in 1843. In 1950, it was revived and arranged by Aaron Copland as part of his set of Old American songs. It's a celebration of the Ohio River boatmen, Bawdy and Wiley, and is easily recognizable by its repeated clarion cry, "Hey-ho, the boatmen row, sailin' on the river on the Ohio."
Oh. The boatman is a thrifty man, cause none can do as a boatman can. I never see a pretty gal in my life, but that she was a boatman's wife. Oh, dance, the boatman dance, oh, dance, the boatman dance. Oh, dance all night to broad daylight, go home with the gals in the morning.
The Boatman's Dance, arranged by Aaron Copland. Well, the Dodger Song is a 19th century American folk song. Aaron Copland wrote an arrangement of it for part of his old American song series. The Dodger was apparently used as a campaign song to belittle Republican James G. Blaine in the 1884 presidential election between Blaine and Grover Cleveland, the Democratic candidate. Cleveland had won the support of progressives by his fight against Tammany Hall in New York. The version known today is based on a Library of Congress recording by Mrs. Emma Dusenberry of Mena, Arkansas, who learned it in the 1880s.
Yes, the candidate's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll meet you and treat you and ask you for your vote. But look out, boys, he's a dodging for a note. Yes, we're all dodging, a dodging, dodging, dodging. Yes, we're all dodging on our way through the world. Yes, a well-known Dodger. Yes, the preacher, he's a Dodger. Yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll preach you the gospel and tell you of your crimes. But look out, boys, he's a dodging for your dimes. Yes, we're all dodging, a dodging, dodging, dodging. Yes, we're all dodging all the way. He's a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger, yes, the lover, he's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. Look out, girls, he's a-telling you a lie. Yes, we're all dodging, a-dodging, dodging, dodging. Yes, we're all dodging all the way through the world. On the lake
and tree and flowing water long time ago. Bird and bee and blossom totter, love's spell to know. While to my fond work she
an old American song, Long Time Ago, preceded by the song The Dodger. Well, Joseph Brackett Jr., who lived from 1797 to 1882, was an American songwriter, author, and elder of the United Society of Believers in Christ's Second Appearing, better known as the Shakers. The most famous song attributed to Brackett, Simple Gifts, which has become an internationally loved tune, both through his original version and many of its adaptations. The song, written in 1848, was largely unknown outside of Shaker communities until Aaron Copland used the melody in his 1944 composition, Appalachian Spring. The tune is also known widely through the lyrics Lord of the Dance, written by Sidney Carter in 1963, The Tune Lovers Society, an online organization designed to preserve and protect American tunes from the past, sponsors a birthday commemoration for Brackett on May the 6th.
Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed to turn. Turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right. Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight.
A traditional Shaker hymn titled Simple Gifts, made famous by Aaron Copland. Well, the Farmyard Song is a cumulative song about farm animals that originated in the British Isles and is also known here in North America. In the first verse, the narrator tells of buying or having a rooster, a cat, horse, other animals, feeding them under a tree, and then making the animal calls. Each subsequent verse introduces a new animal, then repeats the calls of the animals from the previous verse. Musicologists Lorraine Wyman and Howard Brockway collected the Barnyard Song in Kentucky in 1916. Aaron Copland titled it, I Bought Me a Cat.
I bought me a cat, my cat pleased me. I fed my cat under yonder tree. My cat says, fiddle-a-fee.
I bought me a duck, my duck pleased me. I fed my duck under yonder tree. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a goose, my goose pleased me. I fed my goose under yonder tree. My goose says, quaw, quaw. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a hen, my hen pleased me. I fed my hen under yonder tree. My hen says, shimmy shack, shimmy shack. My goose says, quaw, quaw. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a pig, my pig pleased me. I fed my pig under yonder tree. My pig says, crispy, crispy. My hen says, shimmy shack, shimmy shack. My goose says, quaw, quaw. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a cow, my cow pleased me. I fed my cow on the yonder tree. My cow says, moo, moo. My pig says, griffy, griffy. My hen says, shimmy shack, shimmy shack. My goose says, quaw, quaw. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a horse, my horse pleased me. I fed my horse on the yonder tree. My horse said, neigh, neigh. My cow said, moo, moo. My pig says, griffy, griffy. My hen says, shimmy shack, shimmy shack. My goose says, quaw, quaw. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a wife, my wife pleased me. I fed my wife on the yonder tree. My wife says, honey, honey. My horse said, nay, nay. My cow said, moo, moo. My pig says, griffy, griffy. My hen says, shimmy shack, shimmy shack. My goose says, quaw, quaw. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, fiddle-a-fee.
I bought me a cat, sung by William Warfield. All the Pretty Little Horses, also known as Hushaby, is a traditional lullaby from the United States. It has inspired dozens of recordings and adaptations, as well as the title of Cormac McCarthy's 1992 novel, All the Pretty Horses. The origin of this song is not fully known. It's commonly thought to be of African-American origin.
Hush, you boy, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses.
Blacks and dapples and grays, coach and six little horses, blacks and bays, dapples and grays, coach and six little horses.
mothers, come, sisters and brothers, come, join us in singing the praises of Zion, the praises of Zion. Oh, fathers, don't you feel determined to meet within the walls of Zion? We'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round the walls of Zion. The walls of Zion. Come, fathers and mothers, come, sisters and brothers, come, join us in singing the praises of and singing the praises of Zion. Oh, fathers, don't you feel determined to meet within the walls of Zion? We'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round the walls of Zion.
Another melody made famous by Aaron Copland in his music, Zion's Walls, that preceded by The Little Horses. Shall We Gather at the River, or simply At the River, are popular names for the traditional Christian hymn titled Hanson Place, written by American poet and gospel music composer Robert Lowry, who lived from 1826 to 1899. It was written in 1864 and is now in the public domain. The title Hanson Place is a reference to the original Hanson Place Baptist Church in Brooklyn, where Lowry, as a Baptist minister, sometimes served. The original building now houses a different denomination.
Thank you.
William Warfield singing At the River. Well, we hope you have enjoyed this edition of In Tune with Music here on listener-supported Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm volunteer reader Mike Amy. Thank you for listening.